Southwest is under the FAA microscope again. A Japanese company skipped required safety tests on airliner seats, and the FAA has issued a bulletin for owners of the Liberty XL2. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this Aerocast. Here's what's up in aviation for Thursday, February 11th, 2010. For the third time in 2 years, the FAA has launched an investigation into possible violations of safety directives by Southwest Airlines. The Dallas Morning News reports that Southwest could face tens of millions of dollars in fines because more than 100,000 flights have been conducted using 44 airplanes with suspect fuselage repairs. FAA inspectors are looking into allegations that Southwest and Aviation Technical Services in Everett, Washington, did not conform to federally approved procedures when making the repairs. The FAA declined further comment to the paper. Southwest's Beth Harbin told the paper, quote, "All of our maintenance operations promote aviation safety by working in coordination with the FAA, equipment manufacturers, and aircraft maintenance organizations in every effort to ensure that our fleet is maintained in accordance with applicable regulations and is aligned with best practice in the industry," unquote. Japan's Koito Industries admitted Monday it has skipped safety tests on as many as 150,000 seats installed on up to 1,000 Boeing and Airbus jets used by 32 different carriers. The Japanese Transport Ministry says the company substituted data from earlier tests instead of testing new seats starting as far back as the early 90s. The ministry has ordered the tests to be done but adds there is no reason for the affected planes to be grounded in the meantime. Koito Industries President Takashi Kakagawa told news organizations, including France's AFP, quote, "I deeply apologize. The whole section in charge was systematically involved in it. We did wrongdoing on concerns that we would delay our delivery if we failed in tests," unquote. 300 of the aircraft implicated belong to Japan's two largest carriers. The U.S. Department of Transportation has tentatively granted the waiver requested by Delta Airlines and U.S. Airways to allow a slot swap transaction at Reagan National and New York LaGuardia. The proposed waiver is contingent on the airlines selling some of their slot interests to carriers with no service or limited service at the two airports in order to lessen any possible harm to consumers. The notice provides 30 days for the public to comment on the transaction and the DOT's tentative findings before a final decision. The FAA states it believes there will be little to no impact on traffic management at either airport. Find more details in the text version of this story, dated February 10th, at aero-news.net. The FAA has issued a special airworthiness information bulletin for the Liberty XL2. The agency says there have been 6 occurrences of a gullwing door opening in flight. In all cases, the pilots were able to land safely, and the FAA adds there is evidence the doors were not properly latched before takeoff. It warns that if a door is not properly closed and latched prior to flight, aerodynamic forces could cause it to open, break loose, and cause damage to the tail or injure someone on the ground. Liberty issued a service bulletin in December calling for installation of a new rear tapered door pin for each door and a revision to the manual. The FAA wants the mods done at the next scheduled maintenance and the updated manuals put on planes as soon as possible. Up next on ANN, Embry-Riddle's MBAA program is coming to Asia. Japan Airlines rebuffs SkyTeam and stays with Oneworld. And a second Chinese airline chooses Pratt & Whitney. You're listening to Aero News.
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC-700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back with more of your Aero Briefing for February 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University Worldwide, headquartered in Daytona Beach, Florida, says it will begin offering aviation programs in Asia. The Master of Business Administration in Aviation program will launch in the second half of this year under a memo of understanding with the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore. Martin Smith, Executive VP of ERAU's Worldwide Campus, commented, quote, "This is a long-term strategic relationship, and we are pleased to achieve our joint objective of providing quality aviation and aerospace education to support the growing aviation industry of Singapore," unquote. CAAS says the program will be delivered through the Singapore Aviation Academy, its training division, which has trained almost 50,000 people from 190 countries over its 50-year history. Bankrupt Japan Airlines says it will continue its partnership with the One World Alliance, rejecting an overture from Delta, which has partnered with SkyTeam. JAL joined One World in 2007. The Japanese airline filed for bankruptcy protection last month. Analysts said a switch to SkyTeam would offer a better long-term outlook, but JAL says that would have meant scrapping its current reservation system, which it told Reuters is better for reaching its short-term goals. After the announcement, CEO Gerard Arpey of American Airlines, a One World member, said the decision allows JAL's new management and American to move forward with a joint application to the U.S. Justice Department for Trans-Pacific Antitrust Immunity. Quote, "American remains confident that the application will meet DOT's pro-consumer and pro-competition criteria, which will pave the way for our two airlines to operate a joint venture between the U.S. and Japan," unquote. A disappointed Delta airline says its Pacific business will remain strong. Hong Kong Airlines has cited fuel efficiency in its selection of Pratt & Whitney's PW4170 Advantage 70 engine to power six new Airbus A330s. Wang Jun-shan of HNA Group, parent company of Hong Kong Airlines, commented, quote, "We are very pleased with the fuel burn and environmental performance benefits. We look forward to extending these benefits to our customers," unquote. The manufacturer says HNA is the second Chinese airline to choose the Advantage 70 on new A330s. Still ahead, Sierra Industries can upgrade your Citation's ELT. Dare Cicada will update the French military's TBM 700s. And One Young Eagle is making the most of the opportunity. You're listening to Aero News.
You hear that sound? It's one of the all-time great inventions. Takes lids off cans just like that. But now, let's picture something even bigger. A tool that can take the lid off a whole airport. Actually, thousands of airports. It's a Garmin WAAS GPS. Lets you make glide path approaches using runways that were once closed tight during IFR conditions. Hey, if you're gonna fly in the soup, you gotta have an opener. Garmin WAAS GPS. Follow the leader.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Thursday, February 11th. I'm Paul Plack. Sierra Industries, based in Uvalde, Texas, west of San Antonio, reports receipt of an STC for the installation of the Artex C406 emergency locator transmitter on six models in the Cessna Citation line. The company calls the new 406 MHz capable ELT a cost-effective update to current standards. The Artex C406 interfaces with the plane's nav system to transmit coordinates with 100-meter resolution. It operates on all three bands in use, 121.5, 243, and 406 MHz, and claims a five-year battery life. Sierra's installation includes the ELT, blade antenna and wiring, and any required removal and reinstallation of cabin interior components. MSRP is $8,500 for a basic installation, or $12,000 with GPS position broadcast capability. It's been about a year now since satellite monitoring of 121.5 was discontinued. Many countries now do or soon will require 406 MHz ELTs. Dare Cicada says it has been chosen by the French Ministry of Defense to upgrade a total of 26 TBM 700s in service with French Armed Forces. The upgrades will include the Garmin G1000 avionics suite with GFC 700 autopilot, essentially bringing the older planes up to the standard of the newer TBM 850. The company says the modernization will meet civilian airworthiness standards and is to be certified by the European Aviation Safety Authority, easing integration of the aircraft into the international air traffic system. The upgrades will also include new 406 MHz ELTs, a flight data recorder, and associated pilot training. The project will start with modification of a civilian prototype in April. And finally today, the Experimental Aircraft Association says there are now over 1.5 million young people who've received introductory flights through its Young Eagles program. But today, one of them has a special distinction. In a partnership with EAA announced in April of last year, Sporty's Pilot Shop provided a path for interested Young Eagles to take the next step after their first flight experiences, a free online training course. 16-year-old Tyler Whitney of Fenwick, Michigan, has now become the first Young Eagle to use the course to pass his private pilot knowledge test. Tyler comments, quote, "After my Young Eagles flight, I knew I had to fly. It's what I want to do. Thank you for all that EAA is doing. I appreciate it a lot," unquote. Tyler hopes to be ready to take his check ride and earn his certificate on his 17th birthday. He's training with EAAer and CFI Jeff Ostrander. Nice going, Tyler. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, SAFE Chairman Doug Stewart gives us his take on the role of primary training in the recent airline safety controversy. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts at iPodder, Podcast Alley, or at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.